Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, good evening. This is Leo and the LA Steel Show, and I apologize to anybody who have tried to join me early, or I started a little bit late this evening. It's the first of the year. I hope that's not a sign of what's going to come, but we're here on the first day of the year and first show of the year, and want to thank people who may be joining us. And tonight, this is it's Thursday night, and it can't be more tradition. That's Lila's night off, and she'll be joining us tomorrow. We were out and about last night, like a lot of people on the first night, or rather the New Year's Eve, and sharing it with a few friends, and we tonight we're going to discuss, get down to it. We're going to discuss the Agni Yoga again. I hope everybody had a nice holiday, and hope that this new year presents a great opportunity to you, and is kind to you and all of your loved ones. Tonight we're going to discuss the Agni Yoga. We're going to continue that series. Tonight we're not quite finished. We're on one of the last few books that I haven't read over the last year in this series. And I hope you'll join us and bear with us tonight as we delve into the esoteric and into this very, very fascinating work. For those of you who may not know and may be joining us, what we're discussing tonight is the Illumination, which is book two of the Leaves of Morna of the Agni Yoga series. And we have discussed this in depth over the last year. But these particular books I hadn't read, though they're the first one. And for some reason, because this particular work calls to us, and it calls us, basically. And this is the kind of work that you delve into because it's such a large work. It comprises over 13 books and a glossary. We have a tendency to possibly overlook much, and it's a difficult book to get involved with. But I want to hope that everyone will bear with us. I'm going to start again on for those of you who I've been following this series. I point out the specific phrase, the paragraph, and this text is numbered. On this particular one, which is the Illumination, as Leaves of Moya's Garden, Moya's Garden number two, you can just press go to that. And I'm going to start tonight, though we probably have passed this already in our previous two weeks ago now, not last week, but the week before. Unfortunately, I was unable to do that. I believe it fell right on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve last week, and course, we weren't able to have a program. So I want to continue. I'm going to continue with I'm going to start on 8. They call it number Roman numeral 8. As you scroll down, paragraph 1. So I speak of alien bridges and gates. On the way, alien bridges are encountered. One must cross them hurriedly, not looking downward, having but one wish, to reach quickly the other side. Also, do not pause before foreign gates, but demand the right of way without disturbing your calmness, because your way is determined. One must, with pure thoughts, close one's pores to bad air, but when times are difficult, repeat, nevertheless, I am going into a garden of beauty. I fear not the predestined gates, and why is the shield above me? To safeguard me. If new dams arise, I shall cross them, because I do not fear. And again, essentially what we're talking about here is crossing the new gate. I think that's appropriate for tonight, starting the new year, is that we are crossing the new gate. And that new gate is, that new gate is here. Let's go. And it says, don't fear. Don't fear. Why merge into the astral world? Those rejoice. I must say, too, for those just joining us and who may not know what this particular book is, it is regarding the Agni Yoga, of course, the Agni Yoga, and it's a spiritual work of ascension and walking toward the gardens, walking toward human consciousness, the ascension of human consciousness, ascension of the evolution of the consciousness, the walking the narrow path to enlightenment and illumination, understanding the universe, and understanding ourselves through this teaching. And let's continue. Why merge into the astral world? Those rejoice who have suffered, who are flame and spirit, and who labored. But here are the sowers, and there the reapers. A rich harvest manifests itself from all earthly seeds. The kernel sprouts, likewise the understanding master, the new dimensions of future seeds. Therefore, why question the astral world? Know about the messenger. Even as in life one hastens to meet the postman, in the same way must one stretch out one's hand toward our sending. A front of barbed obstacles impedes our messengers. But you have miraculous shears for cutting the obstructions. By keeping the aura clear, help the messengers to reach you. It is difficult for a dove to fly in the fog. I lead you by the speediest path, and at the moment of obscuration, I am ready to send a messenger. But open the doors to him. It is difficult to stand knocking in the rain. Love the solitude of thought, when the sparks of understanding weave a wreath of knowledge. And as I have vouched for you, so entrust yourselves to me. With the hand of power, I affirm the path to the heights. Apprehend the good, when my envoys will bring the tidings. He has come. The hour of happiness is ordained, and on the way there are flowers. What do the far-reaching hands, dogs, tigers matter to you? Perform the great task of the living God. The meaning will be clear when you will look from the mountaintops. One must observe the sparks. Soon they will begin to merge into the flame of new understanding of the foundations. To build an arc between the ways of the full decline and the ascent is not easy, and the carriers of spirit do not recognize each other. Hearken to the work record and the voices of strange figures on your way. Afterwards, you will weld together these informations, thus revealing the ladder of practical possibilities. The knife of attention is sharpened, the bonds get stronger, and skillful sparks alert your power without infringing upon karma. I explain why it is important to heed the words and given images. Our people have an exercise of thought in which out of a whole message a part of a single word is given, and perceiving the direction of the thought, each one adds to it according to his understanding, sensing that which is closest to himself. But in time, the personal is superseded by the united consciousness, and upon a single word there is built a complex structure. Thus is attained the code of spirit. Occultly, the circle appears as an impersonation of the human organism, broadened by possibilities. The central figures carry the honorary functions of the heart. The growth of the organism and its injuries are reflected upon the heart. The waving of the arms call forth fatigue, and furthermore the non-realization of strivings. You already know the parable about the ring dance and about the shield. You already know that the best number for the circle is 7. 5 represents the extremities of the body. Supplements can carry only special functions, or else the acquittal of karmic condition. It is difficult to form a circle, but it is still more difficult to make substitutions, because one cannot replace the heart by an eternity, and it is impossible to introduce in an undisciplined spirit. For such cases, there are witnesses near at hand who will not burden the artery of a heart far away. Now about karma. Now about karma. If to the realized burden be added the bonds of karma, then how hard it becomes to carry the whole unorganized thinking. One can alleviate this by cautiously avoiding contact with the nerve perceptions. But human thinking so easily unbalances the scales, not only to throw off its weight, which drags one earthward, but for each such gesture of the hand, the poor heart aches. It is a difficult task not to add enemies. One should be aware of the stones at the threshold, but one should not be distressed by them. Not one, not two, but a multitude of hearts have been directed to you, and the net of possibilities is being woven by skillful hands. But do not tear the net. Pay attention to the manifestation of each day. Luxury must leave you. You will assume a distinct appearance, and you will find it in conformity with the nature of my country. To the utmost limits of brain must you be immersed in the realization of my possibilities. It does not befit anyone to become weary. The gnats are displeased with the breeze. They cannot reach you nor sting you. Do not make new enemies. They who are ordained for you will themselves come. Only the harmony of the battery can now control the power. The ray can manifest its significance only when you act in accordance with decree. when you will speak in my name, say, the hand of the Creator is always in motion, therefore all is moving. You see upon your ring two spirals. As upon one, one may ascend, so upon the other, one may descend. Even in an arhat can descend. But misuse of miracle, be steadfast, not only during the time of communion with me, but also when you are left to your own devices, because only then is the resourcefulness of spirit forged. When they will suspect you of love for us, you will be vindicated by my shield. I shall send you seven opportunities to manifest resourcefulness. Many window panes may be broken and uncomfortable in the house with such apertures. By the will of the hierarchy, you can perceive the entrusted treasure. Gird yourself with a determined desire and look at the ring. Repeat, I will not descend. And at that moment, consider what we've just said, and I believe that we're continuing with our journey on our path, and we're transforming as we do, and we're transforming physically, mentally, and into spiritual beings, because essentially, the mind directs the body, and the body and mind become one in their actions. And if we set about a mission, then we must consider what that mission is. Where are we going? Who will we meet? What will we see? How should we prepare ourselves for that mission? What should we pack? What should we consider? Do we have everything we need? Well, yes, we do. But it takes discipline. And that's what they're stating, is the discipline of this journey is very, very difficult. As many of you who have followed this or are trying to follow this work may already be well aware that it's not easy to follow the way of the yoga, the way of this work. We will try. And again, this work, what we're reading tonight, is called the Illumination. And that's exactly what we're trying to become here. We're trying to illuminate ourselves. And number nine, which is the next chapter of this particular work, The Illumination, Roman numeral 9. Number 1, which is the first stanza, first paragraph, it says, consider exaltation as a powerful manifestation on the way to us. The old is for the old ones. My sign should be preserved as a new book, the new spirit, through new action. When the raindrop taps upon the window, it is my sign. When the bird flutters, it is my sign. When the leaves are borne aloft by the whirlwind, it is my sign. When the ice is melted by the sun, it is my sign. When the waves wash away the sorrow of the soul, it is my sign. And when the wings of illumination, when the wing, rather, of illumination touches the harried soul, it is my sign. And count the steps when you approach the temple, because each seventh step carries my sign. When you will manifest a new understanding of my sign, you will perceive the flash of the world's lightning. I have opened the door to you, but only by yourself may you enter it. I say irrevocably, while with me, while without irritation, while without doubt, the streams of possibilities are incalculable. Unutterable are the forces which serve you. They who carry the stone radiate the stars of benevolence. New possibilities are given each day. Weave baskets in which to gather these stars. Spread the linen of tents to catch the gifts, for thus I lead you. Labor in the morning hours, in the evening rejoice in my name. I bid you on a new way. My ray, thy breath, my hand, thy banner, my pride, my shield is my thy pride, my house is thy refuge, my thy mountain, thy marvel, my wish, thy law, my manifestation, thy happiness. And may the spirit of our brotherhood abide with you. Penetrating through the teaching into the essence of the happiness bestowed, one must walk with firm tread, confident of resurrection of the greatest hope of humanity based upon the stone. Let us in prayer await our destiny. Vicious voices are trying to spread dust, but remember that irritations are not better than dust, are no better than dust, and avoid them. I teach through the manifestation of life. I give daily signs, as rose petals are strewn the signs, for the time is near. Think of the new world. Think of the procession of people. I repay 100-fold, but that what is lost retards 100-fold. A ball of destiny, where wilt thou fall and whither would rebound? And the light has been revealed to thee. Succeed, thou ball, in reaching it in time, and restrain thy evil cunning whirl. O ball of destiny, where wilt thou fall and whither rebound? Light has been revealed to thee, and succeed, thou ball, in reaching it in time, and restrain thy evil cunning whirl. When you will stand at the wailing wall, remember that joy is coming. To you I say it, turn to the east, behold my dawn. Beauteous in the prism stored up in time. Precious is the flower planted in my hour. Do not spill the chalice of my hour. The miracle comes. Makes up your heritage, waiting ones. The vessel of ancient times has returned. Why do you marvel at the given dates? We do not guess, we see. You will ask how you should gather. I will tell you to gather in prayer. Better be silent, without the clatter of objects, without the raising of voices, because the wings of spirit grow in quiet. Dedicate in prayer the time of our communions, because for the communion we shall bring the very best. The current of communion creates a wondrous ladder to the very loftiest manifestations of the Creator, the ladder of spirit. You can struggle in life. You can discern when is the hour to invoke my hand. How to await the development of works. As waves have their rhythm, so do the works grow. In measured rising, the expectant flowing progression. Understand the hour of the clarion. understand the pace of life. The moments of silence store up the teaching in the self of experience. How should one read the writings of the wise ones? One must isolate oneself and apply what is read to one's different moods. Here am I, newborn. Here am I, old man. Here am I, an exile. Here am I, a sovereign. Here am I, blind. Here am I, one who has cognized worlds. To all sources apply all the conceivable greatness of the lotus, of the lotus. And one should not hesitate. Walk like lions. Righteousness adorns your armor. I will reveal myself to you as an angler, and I will thrust my hand into the wheel of threats. I say that one should learn by the examples of attacks. The fire of earth wants to break through. My command to disciples, and lawful is my request, is to walk sternly, but without irritation. Irritation makes one's vessels crystalline and fragile. The silver chalice better befits the stone. And I check the shower of small arrows. Now the time is so near when the ancient pledge will be fulfilled. I'm continuing this, and I'm getting the impressions which this work often gives me. And I saw something today that I think was a sign of hope. Simple sign, but nevertheless a sign. And it was today in New England. It was extremely cold this morning before the sun came up. Extremely cold while the sun was up, but it was somewhere in the below zero wind chill factor. Still is tonight, somewhere around 8 or 10 degrees above zero. And but the day was clear. I mean, the skies were blue. And for us in this area of the country and around the world now, there aren't many days of clear blue skies. We have been discussing this quite regularly on our FM show and other shows, and about the advent of the advent of chemtrails, which muck up our skies, that they cause great silver clouds and cloud cover that just blocks the sky. Well, today, being the first day of the year, I was more than impressed that the skies were clear, bright blue. Oh, they were deep. They were crystalline blue. And the colder it was, the bluer it was. And perhaps that's why. Or perhaps the madmen who are doing the chemtrailing had the day off, took the day off, the new year off, and gave us a break in the weather patterns that they've been causing. But it was to me, it was looking up at the sky and going out today and looking up at the sky as I walked my dog. It was cold, bitter cold out there, which reminded me of the how fragile and vulnerable my body is, the body is, to physical body is to the elements. But at the same time, as I looked into the sky and the sun was shining and the sky was clear blue, I was uplifted, my heart and my soul. enjoy at the marvels of nature, at the beauty of the sky and the snow on the ground, and frigid cold, and the silence of the neighborhood. And I saw it as a sign of hope, especially it being on the new year today, the first day of the year, a sign of hope that God is with us, that things will be better, things will get better, and that we must always have hope in the faith. But as long as the skies are blue, and even if they're blue for the day, the first day of the year, that the skies are there and will be there, and that God is there and grants us gifts, and these gifts are with us continually, and they're showered upon us. But we have to be able to be ready. We have to be aware that they're there. And it could be, and it's the grandest of gifts, the gift of life, the gift of light, the gift of cold, the gift of warmth, the gifts. And I see the Agni Yogi as a gift. They're just gifts. I want to thank, again, I'd like to thank my friend Maria for, Algeria, for turning me on to the Agni Yoga series. That was a gift to me. And it's my gift to you. It's my gift to my listeners. And, you know, that's what we do. I'm going to continue reading this from chapter 12 because I'm repeating this one line because I think it's a great line. It goes, one should not hesitate. Walk like lions. Righteousness adorns your armor. I will reveal myself to you as an angler. And I will thrust my hand into the wheel of threats. I say that one should learn by the examples of light, or rather the examples of attack. The fire of earth wants to break through. My command is to disciples, and lawful is my request, is to walk sternly but without irritation. Irritation makes one's vessel crystalline and fragile, and a silver chalice better befits the stone. I check the shower of small arrows. Now the time is so near when the ancient pledge will be fulfilled. And we continue to walk. And like I say, each day there is a gift of something. There is a gift. Maybe a smile. Maybe a new friendship or an old friendship renewed. It may be... I don't know. It could be anything. And it could mean nothing to me, but that gift could be something special to you. I may overlook it, or you may overlook it. And many people went out today and simply looked at the sky. Didn't even look at the sky. They just went out and said, my God, is it cold, and went back on. Couldn't wait to go back inside. If you dressed warm enough and you walked around enough, you became quite inspired today. It was a beautiful day, but it was extremely cold. And unfortunately, very difficult to stay out for too long. But at the same time, it was a gift to me. And I wanted to share that with you tonight. And by spirit, this is number 13 in this. by spirit, retain the spiritual teaching. Only spirit can bring the kingdom of God onto the earth as simply as my words will the kingdom of spirit approach. As simply as last winter's dry leaves will they be swept away. There is no past, there is the light of the future. By it walk. I summon you from the gulf of life. I sharpen your teeth. I set before you the color of the banner and understand the teaching with the full sweep of wings. To me leads only the upper path. By the lowest path one cannot come. Hold my commandments under your sagacious locks. Ascend by the most valiant thoughts, and for I have lifted the flap of your tent, the lightning. In spirit, forget about insignificance. The predestined light is great, so walk. Pure thoughts are obstructed by gratuitous judgments of local people. It is difficult to hear behind the forest. In the works you love, my laws must be defended. I want to tell you to proceed more boldly, with all the power of spirit. The fetters of earth will not impede you. Success will accompany the courageous ones. As mountain flowers find it hard to pass even one night in a swamp, so for you it is not easy. The enemy's stroke sounds upon the strings, but claws cannot compose the symphony, and many darts as my shield diverted from you. That is true. Many darts as my shield diverted from you. It is easy to dig a ditch, but difficult to erect a house. Hostile scoffings fill the corners with dust, but with a feather of the wing you will wipe away the dust. Therefore guard the wing, and my sign can lead you. Keep my house in mind. Only thus will you attain your destiny. Is to avoid crowds, sending them the highest good. Pure is the mountain silver, but one must find the way to it. But the dirt of these days is as not in the light of the future. One can understand people's wearisome thought when one peers into the human breath. Like smoke, it clouds the air. The suffering is transmitted on the waves of the ether. Not sooner than the predestined date must the earth break the chain forged by men. Great is the light given by our teaching, only the new to the new ones. I don't think I need to interpret any of that further, and I don't know exactly what I perceive on that, other than to continue in faith. Continue reading this and strive to enlighten and illuminate myself and my own mind and my spirit to forge a further and stronger bond to the future. Not to give up, but to take on the shield of Morna. The shield of God, and continue on the path of discovery, and each day, and each minute of each day, be aware that you're on the path. You can be on the path and do other things. You can be on the path and continue walking, because that is your path. We don't have to be reading this each minute of each day to walk the path. We simply must walk the path toward enlightenment. And what they are saying, what Morna is saying, his high in the hierarchy in the Brotherhood are continually sending messages to us to strengthen us and to give us faith and give us hope and enlighten our way. And I was listening, I was reading an article the other day as I was researching another ship program, stuff for another program. I came across the idea that was brought forward to us a couple of weeks ago by my friend Anthony Bryce on holography or the concepts of holographic imagery. And this other particular article that appeared that came to me was an article that stated that our entire existence is a holograph, the hologram or holograph. We live a holographic existence because we are made up of a molecular structure, glued together by cognitive conforming concepts of what we are. But once the idea comes into us, into our minds, once an idea comes to us and we visualize it, then what happens is we project it onto the screen, into the air, onto the screen of life, if you will, or we project it. So it comes out from us, from our eyes and from our minds, and we're projecting it. We project the computer screen. We can project whatever it may be. I mean, we go to work. We're projecting that work exists there, that we're perceiving some place for us that we will are going. We perceive that if we get in our car and go this distance, we'll reach our jobs, or we will reach a store, and we have money in our pockets, and we have things in our credit cards, or whatever it may be. But we know that we may have the money, or may not have the money to buy what we need to buy, or do what we need to do. Or this is all holographic reality. This is, I mean, it's bizarre. I understand, but so is the article. But the article was a study done upon many, many people, but the concept of projecting our realities is in essence a hologram. We exist within a hologram. Our lives are a hologram, made up of trillions of molecules. In this being that we are, this body and mind that we've created, or we've created for us, and they were created for us as vessels to enter, as our spirit enters and is incarnated or reincarnated, and because of that, we have the ability to project and create before us anything we desire. I mean, there are methods and ways of getting things, but nevertheless, it's only because those are the ways that we've been taught that we have to go to this place or do this or do that. But had we been taught early on to manifest what we desire, what we need, without having to go to the store or buying or use some monetary thing, or you know, having to get into a car to travel, had we been taught early on by our society that we didn't need these things to exist, and that we could do all this in our minds without polluting our world with useless things, then we would be the illumined beings. And that's exactly what's supposed to happen in a few years from now, in 2012, is we will be advancing to that level where all that we've known before in history will be revealed to us as irrelevant to the progression of our evolution, to our the progression of our involvement as or our ascension in consciousness. Just as the not the fax machine, but just as the just as the boat or the ship is the only way that one at one time could cross over the ocean. Now we have airplanes and rockets and all types of things, and spaceships and whatnot, to cross over great spaces at high speeds. These were all manifested. These were all created in our minds and projected out and as reality. And others accepted that reality and again and again and again and again until it became an accepted concept. Okay? It became an accepted reality that we have spaceships and that we have men and women flying to the moon and around the world into space stations. We no longer are dependent on ships, if you will, to transport us across the oceans. We were no longer dependent on horses or buggies or trains to get us across the ocean. We can get in our cars and go on these roads. We can now get in planes and go great distances. So as we progress consciously and create new technologies, we are less and less dependent upon, and we no longer depend on old technologies. And these were at one time new to us. So what we're doing is we are transcending. And we're transcending, at this moment, we're transcending the concepts of a monetary system. We're realizing that we cannot depend on this archaic monetary system that inflates the currency and the value of monies and makes monies worthless and creates insecurity around the world. Nor can we depend on the concepts of war to determine the outcome of events. We must learn the power of peace over the power of war. We must learn the power of love, respect, and integrity over the powers of monetary values, usury, theft, cheating, these type of things. Integrity will take over. A man is his word, and that will become the status of our new monetary system, if you will, as well as our new, if I say peace, I will not break that peace. Our honor is sacred. And these are the things that the new world is waiting and is coming to. These are the things that we are evolving into. These are the types of mindsets that are being created now and forever until greater ones come to us. But this has happened. If we look back to the last 16 billion years, which the Mayans claim was when the Big Bang hit, then we became, and things began to grow in this cosmos. We were one, and it took this long for us to get here. Our show will be stopping. Actually, I'll go on a bit more, but we'll be streaming. Our stream will be ending in about 20 seconds, so I want everyone, if you'd like to continue with the show, please call in, and I'll hook you up. If not, I wish you a very, very pleasant New Year. And thank you for joining us tonight. And please join us tomorrow with George Dixon. Good night. And the show has stopped streaming, and but I want to continue just a bit. Since we started late tonight, I'd like to continue for at least another 5 minutes or so, and explain that the path that we are on, is the path that we are following to hopefully to enlightenment and to illumination. And through illumination, we are also ascending our consciousness to a higher level. And that is the hope of all mankind. That one day, and each day that they exist, that their life is enlightened. And I'm going to read just the next few paragraphs, and then we will end the show. But the work continues to say, to create a wave of power, it suffices to have faith in the signs. Thus, mutually, we help the manifestation of light. Carry within our inmost self the marvelous enlightened thought to see our house. When you feel the manifestation of an achievement, then remember that a wondrous thread is incandescing. My soul rejoices to realize that none will stop you. I am sending you joy. Show attention. Manifest calmness. The convulsion will end. The judgment of the light-minded revolves like a wheel. A daring one asks for a bow. He will fetch the bird himself. Success should be nursed as a flower. My eye, your light. My hand, your defense. My heart, your anchor. One love holds the thread of the spirit's achievement. The gulf will not swallow the fire. Forward flies the shot. There is no turning back. Success manifests wings. Seekers of achievement, I will safeguard you upon the wave's crest and set you upon a precipice as on an inaccessible tower. Desiring evils for others, they are themselves extinguished. Dark are the times. Hold firmly the shield. As water sprayed, so will be scattered they who retreat. Show my firm pace. Guard the heart. Because the vessel will contain the whole world, must be cautiously born, and simply walk forward without wincing. Withholding irritation, you create a new sheath for the spirit, and even a steed gallops better when not frothing. A spark creates ozone, so the work of the spirit weaves assistance. Just open a clean window, and help flies in. That's what and that's where we are tonight. I believe that this work again will lead us. I go back to paragraph 16, which says, my sign can lead you. And again, I spoke of that sign today, of tonight's show, that sign of a beautiful blue sky, which is a rarity around here, has been for months. We haven't seen a blue sky, and raining and snowing and just lousy weather. But that break on the first day of this year, 2009, the skies were blue all day, bright, bright blue, deep blue, crystal blue. They were perfect skies. And it was the wind and the weather was frigid cold. But for some reason, when you looked into that sky, all cold, you looked into the sky, sun. All cold seemed to leave you, momentarily anyway. And your heart was uplifted. And anything that uplifts your heart, if even just for a moment, that is a sign. It's a sign from the Great One, sign from God, sign from the hierarchy. Those who are trying to reach you and stating it's okay and you understand and you're walking the right path. Remember to stay on the path. Don't lose hope. Don't lose faith. Continue to follow what you're doing, and we will continue to guide you. Know that you're being guided. Know that you're not alone in this world. And I can attest to that because I know that I'm not alone. At times in my loneliest, in my lowliest of life experiences, when I thought I was all alone, completely alone, I found that I was not. And that spirits do exist. Kind spirits exist. They talk to us. And they guide us. They help us. And with that, I leave you tonight, this first night of the new year. And I wish you hope, wish you peace, wish you an understanding, and wish you enlightenment. And join me tomorrow night when we talk with George Dixon. We hope. And we will be speaking about the events in my calendar, possibly, and further this topic about ascension and enlightenment with another unique perspective by George Dixon. And thank you. Thank you for joining us. And I wish you well. And I hope you have a pleasant and prosperous New Year.